Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Dear Dr. Sala, wrote a friend, would you have any suggestions to help people who have reached their 80s and feel they have nothing to live for? I admit feeling very useless at times. I'm 82 in a wheelchair and have little energy. In recent days, there has been a grain of society as more and more of us are living longer and longer, and with the years come new challenges. Frankly, every year I hear from more and more people who are struggling with the challenges of aging. I've done two things thinking about the issue. First, I've asked again, what does God say in His Word about this? Then I've talked with a number of seniors who are there and asked them what they have found that is helpful, which I will share with you. The fact is that a number of men and women in their 80s, that number has increased dramatically in the last two decades. Better medicines, better nourishment, better health care in general have combined to give a lot of seniors more years. Whereas many would have succumbed to illness a few years ago, they now fight back and have years to enjoy, provided they can enjoy them. Far sooner than we would like to admit, the years turn into decades, and we find ourselves doing fewer and fewer things for the first time, and more things for the last time. How can seniors handle the challenges of life? May I suggest the following? Guideline 1. Come to grips with the reality that you're here by the will of God, not fate or chance. God makes no mistakes. He suffers no surprises. Paul wrote, in Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. Never forget, until He calls you, you're here by His design. Guideline 2. Realize that your true value as a person is dependent upon your character, not your productivity. One of the flaws of our thinking, especially as we age, is that we're not worth much unless we're producing. This, of course, runs contrary to everything the Bible says. It tells us that you are of value and worth, not because of what you do, but because of what you are. Guideline 3. Accept your lessening strength with grace. I greet each day as a gift, said Beatrice Cole at age 90. She says that the last decade from 80 to 90 has been the best gift of her life, though she's been alone most of the time, except for the company of her little pet poodle. Guideline 4. Force yourself to get out and mix with people. After I lost Ethel, said Frank Emery, I forced myself to get out, to travel, to play golf, to be with people. Sitting at home, refusing to reach out to others, only compounds your loneliness. Guideline 5. Refuse to accept defeat at the hand of yourself. Theologian Dr. Wilbur Smith once wrote, it's no sin growing old, but it's mighty inconvenient. My wife of 60 years and I recently co-authored a book entitled Age is Just a Number. Now that we're both in our 80s, it's nice to write about something we have experienced firsthand. As the horses of time gallop down the lessening hills, share your life experiences with those who follow in your footsteps. Your memories will be with them long, long after you are gone. Indeed, never forget that age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.